QSC, QSC, QSC. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q. Net control for the Tech 2's in it at 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330 megahertz plus offset of 600 kilohertz and a PL of 131.8. This net's conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this set. For more information on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club, please go to www.bbarc, that's BBARC for Big Bear Amateur Radio Club, bbarc.org. A lot of good stuff there, information, and applications if you want to become a member. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio, the gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communications. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. Hearing none, are there any bulletins or announcements? For the net, please call KF6Q. All right, only a couple of announcements here. One is that we are working on another workshop for building antenna launchers. That will be coming up. We've actually got a good list of parts, a couple different options, and pulling different information from existing ones out there to come up with something that is economical and pulling the best information and best operation from just about all the various ones out there. So anyway, should be good, and we'll try to get more information out there when we have a firm date. All right, this evening is pretty cool. It's from QST of July. This is picked out by Mike Bodie, WB6CLZ. Pretty cool article. Lynn Jelinski, call sign AG4, India United. And basically, good article about a broadband ham network crosses the finish line. Basically, using some repurposing, as we call it, some computer wireless routers in a different fashion, and using them to actually link a very large foot race, how they did it, and pretty interesting. And this, of course, can be done with many, many, many other applications, but we'll discuss this one this evening. All right, but before I begin, let's get going with our little brief, but list, a good, pretty good-sized list of members who are here just about every week, starting with WB6CLZ Mike in Placentia.
Good evening, Tom, and everyone on the Tech Tuesday net. This is WB6CLZ, and I'm getting a little bit of QRM from the Mexican repeater that I think we can get by. One note here is this article that we're going to do tonight is one of the actors in it was the BBARC. No, that's the Big Bend Amateur Radio Club. Hey, back to you, Tom.
KF6Q here, Tech 2 seeing the group. Yeah, there are two BBARCs. One is Big Bear, one is Big Bend. However, there is the one and only, BBARC.org. That's our website. So you go there, you'll definitely get to us. Good point there, Mike. Thanks for pointing that out. Next, I have WB6CIN, Cindy.
Good evening, Tom. This is WB6CIN.
And good evening there, Cindy. Glad to have you out there. And let's see how the desert's doing there from KA6CIA, George. All right, nothing heard out there from George. He's out there someplace. All right, how about KJ6HCS, Mike?
Evening, Tom. KJ6HCS.
And good evening there, Mike. How are you doing? And glad to have you out there. Courtesy check for your dad, K6EKX. Moving on to WA6ITC, Rod. And there's a nerd out there from Rod this evening. How about KJ6FIL, Mike?
Good afternoon, KJ6FIL.
Hey, good evening there, Mike. You know what, this time of year, it is hard to tell the difference between afternoon and evening. Their afternoon is longer, and I love it. Good to have you out there. Thanks for checking in from Redlands. How about KJ6KDL Jim and KJ6KDK Rosemary? Not sure if they're out there. Let's give them a try.
KJ6KDK here.
And KDL.
All right, Jim, Rosemary, glad to have you out there. Jim's been a pretty busy guy. And by the way, Rosemary, thanks for that CD of all the cool pics you had the last time we were up with the repeater. Fantastic. All right, next I have, let's see here, W6GZI. Let's see if Frank's out there. All right, another heard from Frank. How about KI6IQA Kelly?
Yes, KI6IQA.
And good evening there, Kelly. Glad to have you out there. Nice, cool weather. If you did your pour today, beautiful day for pouring concrete. Nice, cloudy weather. How about K9AOG Steve from Long Beach?
Good evening. This is K9AOG Stephen in Long Beach.
And good evening there, Stephen, and thanks for all the hours you put on that, and it looks like we're both up that late working on the same thing. Got a lot of good stuff there. I love those pictures you sent me of those launchers. That's pretty cool. All right, next I have KE6GVL Ron from Green Valley.
Good evening, Tom and Annette. This is KE6GVL, and I'm going to have to sign off because there's just too much interference tonight.
Okay, Ron, thanks for sticking in there as long as you could, and maybe you could take some of your tools or your tray down there and convince them that not to run so much power. All right, let's see. Next, we have 86PL Harold.
Good evening, 86PL. If you get a surplus bazooka, you can launch those antennas really well. 86PL.
Well, that's cool. I just don't know exactly how that would work, but Ron can always fill us in on the legalities. Very cool. Appreciate that. Let's see here. Moving on down the list to, let's see, how about KJ6PYV Dave? All right, nothing heard there from Dave, which is unusual. How about W6JLM Judith, W6KMM Ken? Last I saw them, they were digging holes for fence posts, so who knows, maybe they fell into one of those. Hi. All right, moving on down to K2BBO Allen from Moonridge. And this nerd from Allen, how about K6YNW Chris from the Low Desert?
Good evening, K6YNW.
And good evening there, Chris. Glad to have you in there again this evening. Try to stay cool. More hot weather coming up. W6POO is out of our area and range at the time, but I'm sure we'll hear him back in there as soon as he can. Let's move on over to, let's see, I got KD6LEN Bill, Boulder Bay.
Yeah, I'm not here. I'm under the car. KD6LEN.
Somebody's got to tell you that you need to, if you're going to drive that car, you'll be on the upper side, not the bottom side. All right, well, let's see here. You know, I see somebody connected here. Looks like K6LCS Clint. Are you out there on Echolink?
Good evening. Yes, indeed. K6LCS.
And good evening there, Clint, for checking in with us, and hopefully you can listen in for a lot of this. It's hard to really keep up with Echolink, but good deal. Glad to see you out there. Thanks for checking in. All right, next I have here is Ron, WA6HF from Eastern Big Bear Lake. Hey, Anderson, are there? How about KJ6QYN Shelley from Apple Valley? And nothing there. How about NQ7RD Rick, who is permanently in Cerritos? And nothing there. Well, we have a light list this evening. That's okay. Let's move on to AE6TK Victor Santa Fe Springs. Nothing heard from Victor, which is unusual. How about KA6ROD Rod, Woodridge? Nothing heard there. How about KB6LTY Christie from Apple Valley?
KB6LTY?
Well, good evening, Christie. Glad you've got us tuned in for a bit. Appreciate that. And say hello to Bruce out there. All right. Next, I have W6JET Rob. Are you out there from Temple City? All right, not hearing Rob out there. He was in there earlier. How about KJ6RAY, Ray?
Good evening, Tom, and good evening, Internet. KJ6RAY.
Yeah. Well, glad to have you out there. Thanks again for checking in. Well, that's pretty much our regulars list. Let's see if we got WA6MQF Bob.
Roger, WA6MQF Big Bear City. Good evening.
And good evening there, Bob. Sorry I missed you and the barrage of your buddies down there. Bud was telling me about. Glad you guys could make it for the breakfast. That's pretty cool. All right, let's see who else I have on here. That pretty much has, well, how about WB6PBZ Ray? If he's not asleep, he's moving furniture today. Yep, don't hear Ray out there, that's okay. All right, that is pretty much the majority of the people on the list from a week-to-week basis. Anybody else out there would like to check in as a guest, please come back to KF6Q Tech Tuesday and the group.
WA6ITC.
6BOP is a guest.
All right, got you in there, Rod. Glad to have you there. I guess you weren't out there when I called you. And, of course, very cool. I got your two repeaters moved. And Anne, N6BOP, glad to have you visiting us over from the killer side. Appreciate that. Anybody else? All right, is somebody trying to get in there? Please try one more time. A little scratching of the repeater.
Roger, this is Whiskey 6 Alpha Hotel Mobile.
Okay, I got a Whiskey 6 Alpha Hotel Mobile. Glad to have you out there, and thank you very much for checking in this evening. Anybody else?
KA6CIA.
There's George. George, glad to have you out there. KA6CIA, fantastic. Hopefully you're in the cool area up here. If not, boy, it's getting pretty hot down there. Wherever you are, stay cool. Anybody else like to check in as a guest to Tech Tuesday and the group?
Kilo 6 Delta X-ray November, along with K6HZH. We are camping here up at Big Bear and enjoying your beautiful part of the world. Just wanted to check in tonight.
Okay, got Kilo 6 HZH, and I got part of your call. Go ahead with the first part. I'm sorry, I got Kilo 6K, and that's I dropped my pencil. Sorry.
Yeah, call here is Kilo 6 Delta X-ray November David X-ray Nora. Name here is Simon. Sierra India Mike Oscar November. Along with we have four hams here actually, but I'm not gonna check them all in. But we're here camping at Serrano and enjoying the beautiful part of the world we call Big Bear. Thanks for checking us in. 73 to the net.
All right, Simon, and all the rest there is the group. Glad to have you out there as a guest. We do this every Tuesday on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater right here. Very cool. Always try to pull good stuff out of the most recent QST magazine. And glad to have you as a guest. If you want to check out our website for the club, just go to bbarc.org. Got cool stuff there. We do a lot of cool stuff up here in Big Bear. most of our members are actually off the hill. So anyway, glad to have you in there this evening. Anybody else like to check in as a guest? Right. Well, I think we got just about everybody out there, and if there's more out there listening, that's perfectly fine. If you have a question or comment, feel free to jump in there anyway. Not a problem. Well, Mike, this is kind of cool. I see here, well, let's start out with the need. What is the need? Obviously, looks like they had a pedestrian run, you know, basically marathon type style. And that's always cool. We have people doing that. We've always done radio comm for people like that for backup to make sure everything goes like it's planned. However, somebody came up with a pretty cool idea here, but let's talk about the race first real quick.
It's a race in the Big Bend National Park, which is a rather large park, and it's been supported with radio and ops by the Big Bend Amateur Radio Club, the Austin Amateur Radio Club, and San Antonio Amateur Radio Club. And like you had said, Tom, they had been providing comps for the race and wanted to take it to the next level. They had a little issue. The friends and family of the race participants couldn't watch the runners cross the finish line as they were cordoned off in an amphitheater in the village about 10 miles away. So they needed some way to get video to where the friends and family could see the finish line. So back over to you, Tom. Oh, hey, and a real quick one. Well, I'll change the subject real quick. 6 meters has been opening up. We don't do a DX report anymore, but 6 meters has opened up several times over the weekend. One Pacific Northwest out into Canada, above the southern part of Canada, and also into the Midwest and Nevada and such. So a couple of double hops. But anybody that's got 6 meters this time of the year, it's worth tuning in now and then and listening. 50.125 is the calling frequency. Give a CQ and you might be surprised what you get. Okay, back to the broadband network. Tom, sorry about the little interruption. Back to you.
Oh, not a problem there, Mike. Glad to have that information. And as DX is so far up and down, anytime you have something like that, just jump in there. Actually, at the beginning, if you like, or anytime, just like you just did, it's perfectly fine. Always try to keep everybody interested in what's happening out there on the HF bands. Well, here we go. So, we have the need. We have a foot race. We have a long foot race, miles long. You know, so we've got an issue here. Well, especially where this was held, in the desert, pretty much. And how are we going to cover the race like that? Well, that's what probably somebody said. They thought, well, let's see, we've got slow scan TV, amateur TV. We got all these different things we can do as hams. But they kind of actually thought outside the box. Now, we outside the box. The box we're talking about here, they've been used for years now, the Linksys WRT54G, and we'll mention that name again. They're highly available out there on eBay and a lot of other places out there. Hundreds of thousands of them put into service. And they're semi-obsolete only because they don't cover some of the newer high-speed modular systems out there, but they work. I'm using one right now. I've got a couple of them. They work perfectly fine for me, so it's not an issue. But, Mike, there's something really cool about this. They have a thing in there called firmware, and you don't have to know anything about firmware, but it's something in there that stays in there even if it gets powered down. And you can actually change the function of how this thing operates. And there's a lot of cool stuff out there. There's cool stuff actually for many things besides this, and this is perfectly legal. You're not modifying how it transmits, you're not opening up the box, you're not getting inside there, so you know, you're not violating any rules with that. And with that said, they're very cheap. On eBay, just saw one that was refurbished, $15. You want to get some of the older versions, they're always the best. Oldest, always the best. Mike, anything you can add out there with the router thing?
Tom, like you say, the WRT 54G link says. And you can find information about that on www.hsmm-mesh.org. I looked at it a little bit, and there's a little bit of information. Some of the site is under construction still. But like you say, the cool thing is, you have one of these routers, you download the firmware, and by golly, it puts you 800 milliwatts of pure power into the amateur band, which is very cool. If you have a clear line of sight, that 80 milliwatts will give you a range of about 10 miles, just stock, standard, the way it is. Looks like they used two of these things. One for a path that was, what did they say? Oh, 9.1 miles, and one for a 1.8 mile path. I got a little bit of a head there, but that puts us into the 2.4 gigahertz radio band. So if you have a tech license or higher, you know, you can change the firmware, and this router will work on the amateur band, and you can go to town. Let's see, they give you a little more about deploying the network. Tom, why don't you take that and give us some ideas of how we can increase the range on that.
Well, good deal there, Mike. Yeah, there's a couple things happening here, and one of them is, of course, that the 2.4 wireless band that anybody can use, also there's parts of that that are in our ham band. They overlap, and with that, that's the cool part. If you're a ham, this is a very, very, very cool part because we can boost power, use better antennas, and really get out there as long as we stay in that area of our ham band that overlaps this band. And using that, essentially what they do is reprogramming the firmware. It is a semi-simple process, but it's not computer 101. You're going to be doing a thing called flashing the firmware, and it's not difficult, but what it does, it'll actually modify the internal command set. What that does is allow these little routers now to kind of talk to each other. They're going to do more than be a router. They're going to actually form what's called a mesh network. You can actually look that term up, and we're not going to discuss that tonight, but what's these things talk to each other? And essentially, what you end up with is if they're in range of each other, what you can do is patch all this stuff through, and you're patching live video, just like you would have a webcam or anything like that. And there you are, and pretty cool. And Mike, I see the antenna there. Looks like I'm going to call it a barbecue grill style. Nothing wrong with that, but we'll get into another way of repurposing an old DirecTV or Dish TV dish that's been discarded. We'll get into that in a minute. Well, anyway, with this network, it looks like they got pretty good range, and they were using a 12 dB omnidirectional antenna paired with a 12 dB Yagi. Well, there you go. Okay, so they're going to get some Omni stuff going there, and they're also going to get this thing pointed, and that would be that barbecue grill style. A lot of these antennas are basically, you can buy these from like 15 to 20 bucks, 30 bucks. They're not expensive. They got huge gain. Mike, I'm going to turn this over to you and just anything else you could add to that.
I noticed that they're using the omnidirectional and the Yagi, so that's kind of cool. That way they can pick up any reflections or like that. Hopefully that's a good thing. But it looks like they had a very low RF noise floor there at the national park. Not a lot of power generation going on out there. No leakage from power lines or anything like that. So it looks like they were able to do that pretty simply for 100% copy. It looks like they had backup batteries too, but in the end they didn't need any backup batteries except for the video camera. And it only lasted 6 hours of the race, so they had to change that. Kind of cool, because that way maybe with a solar panel or something like that, you could charge your batteries and get a little bit of extra time if you needed it without all of the redundancy. I guess they did quite a bit of prior testing too, using topographical maps and checked the cold performance, temperature performance of the batteries, and microwave antennas and such. if any of you guys out there want to do something like this, it's the BBARC, which would be the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We've got resources and people that have the knowledge to help you set something like this up. So just send an email to Tech Tuesday, and we'll put you to the right people there, too. Back to you, Tom.
And KF6Q here, Tech Tuesday, and the group every Tuesday that we can.
Well, you know what, and I want to make a little correction there. The dish they were using was a 24 dB, that barbecue grill style. And like I said, that they also did have the 12 dB Omni and the 12 dB Yagi. And some of those other ones are kind of cool to get set up. Dishes will tend to have a real narrow beam width, and if you ever worked anything like that with dishes, or if you've ever tried to aim a satellite dish at a satellite, it could be a daunting task the first time you do it. You think, that's got to be out there, no, it's out there, where is it? And that's pretty much what you go through setting this stuff up. But anyway, yeah, and you can actually use the 10 gigahertz dishes that are essentially the old ones. The older ones are great because nobody uses them. They're throwaways. Usually they're round or slightly oval. Dish TV, direct TV, most of them are scrapped out or whatever. And with that said, you don't need that schnozzle on there that you use for dish or direct TV. There's a thing called a bi-quad. Really cool little thing you can make out of 10-gauge wire and feed it with some of this coax and... pretty cool. It's a whole topic in itself. Do some Googling on that with BiQuad for 2.4 gig, and you're going to have an overflow of information there. Another way to build something out of actually repurposing old stuff. So, anyway, Mike, let's see if we had any questions or comments out there from the group to Tech Tuesday and the Broadband Ham Network with the Ham Radio. KF6Q, please come back if you have a question or comment.
AB6 Hilljoy.
Yes, Christy, go ahead.
Good evening, Tom, everyone in the net. Yeah, I've been playing around with this with our group last year. Did a little bit of experimenting with it with limited success. And I sort of put it down a little bit, and I've been putting it and picking it back up. I've got two routers. And what you could do if you want to hoist it up high and get a good antenna, you can actually power it through the CAT cable. You get you can either make your own connectors or what have you. They actually make them, the little adapters, and power it that way so you don't have double lines. So you can also shorten your coax feed to your antenna. And then either build a little box for your router. Well, I saw in a picture there, they just had them hanging from the antenna connected. So, anyway, just a few little tips. And you can get those routers at, one of them is the Chino Hills Swap Meet. And that's about all I got, Tom. Thanks, KB6LJY.
Very good there, Christy. Yeah, power over Ethernet, POE, is the term where you actually feed the DC up the Ethernet cable. And then that way, like you said, if you keep the router right next to the antenna up there, very, very little loss. Because keep in mind, 2.4 gigs, man, you got to have some really good stuff. You're going to have loss, a lot of loss in a foot. So with that right there said, yeah, power over Ethernet, a lot of good stuff out there on that. Do some research. Pretty cool. And then what you've got is basically an Ethernet cable coming down with a computerized digital signal. And that's in a bandwidth that we're not going to get hurt on. So a lot of tricky stuff here. Yeah, it takes some patience. Like I say, aiming this stuff, might want to start out using a fishbone Yagi in the beginning. You know, that's, they're a little bit more wider beam width and easier to set up. Not as much gain, but that's all cool. And yeah, good stuff to do. If you're an experimenter, it's fine. And all you need is a tech license. That's the cool part. You know, all this good stuff. Tech or better, and tech's the minimum usually anymore. So, very cool. And Christy, keep with that stuff. We're going to try to get some interest going up here. We've got a couple projects on the books.
couple workshops. But you know what? We always have that problem that we get so busy during the week that our weekends are the only time we have to do this. So, but we'll look at that. That would be a very cool workshop up here. Maybe we could do that. Anybody else out there? Any comments, questions, or suggestions? Please come back to KF6Q Tip Tuesday at the group.
Tom K6LCX with a FT60 note.
Yes, go ahead there, Clint. Glad to have you still out there on Echo X, seeing you up here. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I apologize for intruding, but HRO now has the FT60s from Yaesu that are now being shipped with a desktop convenience charger, a drop-in charger. No, it's not an intelligent charger, but it allows you to drop in your radio and see it there on your desktop. So no, it's not an intelligent charger, but it's just they see the need to provide that to us with the influx of these other radios with our desktop chargers. So the new ones, you can tell a new one from an old one, it'll be coming with a dumb or an unintelligent drop-in charger for you, and still the same specs. Thank you, Tom.
Well, good deal there, Clint. Glad to see that information. Glad to have you that information out there. Is actually the drop-ins are what I use specifically. Smart. There are the smart ones. They basically shut themselves off. And a little sidebar note there. Even though mine was not designed to be used with the lithium-ion batteries, I am using it for that. And does it work? Yes, it does. Not a problem. Sometimes the lights are misleading. Generally, I get a green light when it's charged. Sometimes I get no light when it's charged, but that's okay. It works. And I don't seem to be heating anything up or doing anything wrong. They do have special chargers for the new batteries, the lithium ions that are replacements in these radios. Pretty cool. A little more bang for the buck. You get a few more days of talk power, or maybe just all day if you're somebody who talks a lot on the radio. So always good to have that backup. Thanks, Quinn. Appreciate that, and good information. Anybody else before we close the net on this great idea of repurposing the WRT 54G from Linksys? Probably the most kind of like the Warthog plane that we have in the armed forces. Is this thing is going to be around forever? I don't think it's ever going to go away. Please come back to KF6Q in the group before we close Tech Tuesday. Well, I think we've talked this up pretty much what it's worth there, Mike. Mike, pretty cool stuff. We need to do a tech workshop on this. Pretty cool. Glad to see Christy is out there working this stuff. Really neat. But you know what? This would always be great as a group project. When you get out there, compare notes, and maybe after we do the antenna launcher thing, maybe we could focus on something like this. I know Randy's got some interest out there. I'm kind of doing a search right now. You used to be able to buy these by like the 20-pack and 50-pack on eBay, but they're getting pretty popular again because of all these repurposing things. So anything else to add, Mike, before we close Tech Tuesday and the Tech Tuesday Net with the group?
Interesting article. I'm not really much of a computer guy, but it makes sense. It seems like the major glitch was they underestimated the intensity of the spectrum. I don't think that would be easy or hard to do. Anyway, and on the antenna launcher, any time is good with us, Tom. As soon as we get some parts together, we'll schedule in. We do that for us. End of the month or the first of the month, that's right there. So let me know and we'll get moving on that. WB6CL then.
Okay, Mike, a little noise in there in your signal, but heard your copy there. Yeah, I do have a comprehensive list of parts, a couple different options, and have researched high and low on the best sources through all industrial suppliers and whatnot. And we have that, we've got to that point. Got some good design tips ready to go. Pretty much ready to start ordering some stuff and putting it together. If we can, and for everybody out there listening, we will try to schedule this as soon as possible. We're already getting close to the middle of July. Not sure if we're going to get it in July. We might do a test build this month, and so we'll have a couple of these that actually are functioning and running, and then, like you said, we will actually have these available for purchase for the price of materials during this one-time-only event, and then from there on out, they will be available as a kit form, hopefully through the Big Bear Image Radio Club, but that would be a little bit different. But anyway, pretty cool, couple options, pretty neat, and we're looking forward to doing this. And then I would really like to do this thing, because we're going to be setting up the microwave link for our repeater. So we're going to be in tune with that in August. It's going to be dialed in that way. Good deal. All right. Anyway, Mike, glad to have you out there, and glad to have everybody out there listening in. Appreciate you listening with our TechNet tonight. Please come back next week, 19 hours right here on the K6BB repeater. QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control to Tech Tuesday Net. Closing the net at 1900 hours, 35 minutes. Thanks again to everybody who has joined us or just listened in. Appreciate that. Please join us again next week. See you then. This is KF6Q, returning the repeater back to normal use.